Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley. And today's episode, I want to share with you five mistakes that I know I've made that I want you to avoid when you're starting a new habit. I hope you enjoy. Hey, friend. Welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things: the incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Okay, friend, today's episode, I want to share with you five mistakes to avoid when you're starting a new habit. I know it's April already, and we started off the year probably super pumped up, ready to go. We set the goals for ourselves for the year. We bought the new shoes, we bought the new bike, we bought the new books, whatever, right? And I want to help you stay on track, especially when it comes to your habits and your routines. And now where I'm at, especially I'm trying to create this new habit of, I'll share with you guys here, is I want to create a habit of visualizing my future self, right? So it's kind of like a meditation, but really just having, not using my Headspace app and doing the meditation there, but more of really connecting with my future self and getting back on track with that, because I was doing that all of last year, especially leading up to me starting the podcast. I was really connecting to that person, that Ashley that was beginning the podcast, that was showing up every week, right? And I kind of fell off of that. And I want to get back into it consistently because I do feel a little disconnected from that future self. And there are other habits I want to start, but this is one that I want to focus on. And I'm reflecting back on different habits and routines that I've wanted to start in my life and the mistakes that I've made. And I want to share that with you so you avoid those mistakes. All right, so the first mistake here is trying to change everything at once. It's so tempting to want to like dive in headfirst into this whirlwind of new habits, right? But it just ends up leaving us super overwhelmed and kind of feeling a little unmotivated, and then we want to quit or we fall off track. It's a little overwhelming with too many changes. And I'll give you an example. What I've done in the past when it comes to my health and wellness and fitness, I always needed to change everything. And this is me not working out consistently, right? Not eating right. I was always eating out, eating fried food, sleeping in. I'd be on my phone. And so when I wanted to make a change in my life, I wanted to change way too many things. I was wanting to work out 4 or 5 times a week, drink a liter of water every day with lemon. I wanted to meditate like 10 minutes a day. I wanted to read 30 minutes from a book. It was way too many changes, especially if I hadn't done any of that before. I didn't have the habit of doing any of those things. And I learned that it's like, okay, focus on the one thing and make that and build that and continue to build on that, and everything else will follow. Then you'll want, for example, with my working out and fitness, when I got my personal trainer, I think I was trying to focus on like all the different foods I can make, like what diet to take on, whatever, right? And workouts. And I just learned, okay, just stay consistent with working out. And a couple months in, I was seeing that, okay, I'm putting in all this hard work of working out. I've been staying consistent. I'm not really seeing that many results, like that big results. And I realized that it was my diet as well that was really important. And so I said, okay, how can I make this now a habit of eating more whole foods? And so I started with the habit of just not drinking as much every other day, right? Because I feel like I was drinking a lot of wine during that time. I'd go out with friends and drink margaritas. And I was just trying to stop that habit of drinking that many times, that often in a week. And that really helped. And so once I cut that back, I was like, okay, can I eat more veggies into my meal? So adding more veggies. So it was a slow process, but it was so worth it because it kept me back on track and I didn't feel super overwhelmed. Once I built the habit of showing up to the gym 4 times a week, then I was ready to move to the next, which was, okay, now stopping the habit of drinking too much. And once I kind of got the feel for that, and I felt comfortable, I was like, okay, now I'm going to focus on my nutrition because everything else has just become automatic, right? And I don't feel like I'm putting so much effort into it. So it doesn't feel overwhelming. So that is mistake number one, trying to change everything at once. So instead, focus on that one habit at a time, allowing yourself to really just fully commit to that and integrate it into your routine before moving on to the next habit. All right, mistake number two here is starting with a habit that is too big. It's really great to set these ambitious goals. I love it. I love that for you. I love that for me. And sometimes it can set us up for disappointment and frustration. And I've been there. So instead, how about you break that into smaller goals and then breaking that into the habits that you can do every day. And again, going back to that one habit. Something that's super manageable, easy to do, and then building on that. For example, you may have started the year like, I want to run a full marathon this year. And I want to start running, I don't know how many miles you should run a week for that, but let's say I want to start running 10 miles a week. When you haven't even had the habit of moving your body for 10 minutes a day or 3 times a week, so it may be an overstretch. And I think sometimes I know for me, when I've made those big ambitious goals, when I didn't even have the habits to really support that to start with, it would just leave me feeling like a failure, right? And I'm like, it's not me though. It's not you. And I don't want you to think that you're a failure. It's really just about knowing where to start and starting small. And that's okay. And I think a lot of people don't want to be seen starting small. For example, for the gym, like I know when I first started, I didn't want to be a newbie. I didn't want to be the new girl, like not knowing what she was doing with the weights or even that with now the podcast, right? I was really scared to be seen starting new, starting this podcast, starting speaking into the mic and being a newbie at that. But honestly, enjoy that process, right? And same thing as like if you are a nursing student and you're about to be a nurse or you're a new grad, you kind of feel, I mean, I don't know about you, but I know I had these moments where you feel a little embarrassed or you just don't want to be seen as a new girl, as a new nurse. You want to be already experienced. At least that's how I felt. I remember crying in the bathroom and being like a new grad and like thinking, can I just be 2 years in already? I hate being new. Like everyone knows that I'm new and it was just, it's a really tough time. So I feel you. My heart goes out to you if you are there in your life right now. But with anything, again, don't start with something that's too big. Break it down into smaller goals and into habits that you are able to do. James Clear mentions this, like the 2-minute rule. Like if it's something, can you start for 2 minutes at a time? 2 minutes of doing that habit, and then try again the next day, 2 minutes. Like if you could just show up for 2 minutes and then usually you'll want to stay longer. Like if you go to the gym, like you're not going to want to just stay for 2 minutes. Maybe you'll stay for 10 minutes or 30 minutes, but it doesn't have to be this huge, like 2-hour workout, like strength training, intense CrossFit kind of style. No, it's just really building that habit. Okay, mistake number three is seeking results rather than focusing on the habit or the routine itself. It's super normal, okay, to be motivated. It's normal to be motivated by the end goal, the outcomes, the results, whether that is losing weight, running that marathon, improving productivity, or just feeling more energized. But I've come to learn that true change really comes from embracing those daily habits and routines that are going to lead you to those results. And it's really shifting your focus from the outcomes, the end result, to the process itself. And that's something that I am learning, my friend, is really enjoying the process, being fully present in the process. And yes, it's nice to have that goal so you know where you're headed, but it's really enjoying the ride there, enjoying the person that you're becoming, the person that you're, the new identity that you're taking on, and really just making it fun. It's never really about the destination, it's about the journey. So seeking results and not the ritual or the routine or the habit is a mistake that I know that I've made that I want you to avoid. Mistake number four is not changing your environment. Your environment, your surroundings play such a huge role when it comes to creating these habits and behaviors that you want for yourself in order to transform your life. And if you're wanting to eat healthier, but you're keeping like junk food in the house, that might be hard to keep that habit of reaching for healthier snacks, like high protein snacks or fruit, whatever. And you just set yourself up for temptation, right? So it's like, I know that when I started my health and fitness journey, and even now, I try not to keep any of that junk food here. Do I always follow that? No, right? Sometimes I'm like, I want to buy a box of cookies, Girl Scout cookies. So it's like, I have that. Guys, okay, real quick though about the Girl Scout cookies. They are so yummy. I didn't even ask for the price. Like I walked out of like the grocery store and I was like, here's my card. All right, put five boxes in here. Let's go. Like, don't let anyone see. Let's go. And I ate like a whole box by myself and I'm like, okay, I cannot do this. And so I just ended up taking the rest of the boxes to work and just having it for my coworkers. And it was a little bit of an impulse buy, but they're so yummy. And then I thought to myself at the moment, I'm like, okay, I think I'll be okay. I can control myself. No, I knew. I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to control myself and I don't want to risk it. And I don't want to eat like four boxes all to myself. So I ended up just taking it to work. So that worked out perfectly for me. But going back to your environment, it's so important to set your environment up for success. So taking those proactive steps to really change your environment to support those habits. If you want to start the habit of stretching at home or meditating, maybe creating a little space for yourself at home for that. If you want to create the habit of meal prepping, maybe having all your go-to, like your meal prep containers ready to go, and not buying that junk food, right? And only being able to grab your meal prep during the week and not like the Cheetos or the box of cookies, anything like that. As well as like setting your workout clothes out for the next day and having your gym bag prepped and ready to go. Those can all be examples of like setting your environment up for your success. All right, mistake number five here is not honoring the 1% rule. This rule emphasizes the power of small improvements over time. And consistency is huge here when it comes to building the habits that we want to keep in our lives and really focusing on making just a 1% improvement each day, which I've said this before, that 1% improvement each day will lead to significant results and progress over time. It's that slow and steady wins the race kind of mentality, right? We're not trying to go all in. We're not trying to, as far as like trying to change everything, right? And trying to go after these huge, ambitious goals. And again, just reminding ourselves like, especially with our busy schedules, we have work, we have family obligations, we want to prioritize our self-care, we have things going on with family, maybe we have school going on, maybe you're starting a side business. Whatever it is, life can get pretty busy and can get pretty hectic. And I think it's all about really setting ourselves up for success, right? By changing our environment, by starting with a habit that's small and that's doable, and just really honoring and reminding ourselves like, hey, just 1% better. I can do 1% better today. Maybe I can go for a 30-minute walk today instead of a 20. Whatever that looks like for you, I think that that is a mistake that I used to make as well. And I tend to make that as well when I'm trying to go after these big goals. The 1% rule. Remind yourself 1% better each day. And that kind of helps me to really stay on track with the habits and the routines that I want in my life. All right, friend, there you have it. These are 5 mistakes to avoid when you're starting a new habit. Again, that was trying to change everything at once, starting with a habit that is too big, seeking results and not focusing on your habits and routines, not changing your environment, and not honoring the 1% rule. Be mindful of these pitfalls and really focus on setting yourself up for success on this journey that you are on of personal growth and development, of wanting to live with more intention, of wanting to organize your life and prioritize the things that are truly important to you. Thanks for tuning in, my friend. I am so excited for you. Until next time. All right, friend. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.